This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
Thank the Lord.
Oh my God, this week cannot end fast enough.
I'm with you.
I realized it was Friday half an hour ago. It was like the most beautiful, most blessed news I've ever heard in my life.
Who's ready for Friday?
Oh, everyone's hand is up. That's crazy. All right.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the San Francisco Gift Center and Jewelry Mart. I think we can all safely agree that we're happy it's Friday. TGIF. Not just a state of mind, but a restaurant where, word on the street, a lot of things have gone down in the past. You know what else has gone down? Prices at the San Francisco Gift Center. Save up to 70% this Valentine's Day. Visit sfgcjm.com.
Listen, they are excellent. They're great listeners.
I don't know
so
what they're referencing.
Your girlfriend's slutty days.
Oh, no. It wasn't TGIFs.
Doesn't matter.
Oh.
Something like that.
Oh!
No, remember I was like TGIFs or Chili's or wherever she worked?
It was Red Lobster.
Oh, Red Lobster. That's right. It's close. So close.
It was Red Lobster.
That's right. I'm even more glad it's
her
Friday.
Her core group of best friends are from the Red Lobster days.
You're selling them out right now, just so you know. You should have stuck with TGIF.
Oh, sorry. The TGIF. That's where they're... What?
Thank God it's Friday.
How'd this happen?
Thank you, sfgcjm.com.
And for the record, I firmly believed in my head that she must have had crazy days, and yet she's... she's just a... Not
just nice.
I think she had some drinking days, but I don't think she had. I don't think she toured New England the way you did.
Well, it was easy for me. I was in a band,
right?
Place every weekend. So
right. Yeah, but you wouldn't. I wouldn't have. Sorry, I just had some breakfast. And
sure, no problem.
I ate it like 100 miles per hour, and now I'm burping. And the intern, not the interns, the A team. Sorry. You're not an intern anymore,
no,
are you?
A-team.
You're paid. The A-team's looking in at me as I look up, and they're laughing, and I'm like, what?
Well, because you had, like, this cheese,
Wall.
And I was like, that looks really good, and then you looked at us right when we were looking at you, and then it was really awkward.
I would love to share it with you. Would you like some?
No, I'm okay.
I'm done. I really am.
Did you guys get some brekkie?
No, I'll take some.
He got a muffin, and then I'm okay.
So. Good. It's yours.
You know, whenever we get breakfast, that's all the interns, everybody. Like, make sure everyone's included on that.
Yeah, they were.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want anyone sitting around watching me eat without any food of their own. I'll tell you, you got the same thing as me, right? Like a bacon, egg, cheese scramble.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually difficult to cut. It was like the way the bottom, you couldn't cut cleanly.
It just
so
looked really
I just kept picking it up and just taking bites off the side of it. I'm like,
That was the move.
Yeah, I guess. I don't
All right.
know. It was not something I wanted anyone to see me eating. So I didn't look just because I figured if I can't see them, maybe they can't see me. Kind of like.
Well, Vinny was just right in my line of vision.
Oh.
Are you done with it? Can I come
grab
that?
Come get it right now, yes.
Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, you probably want your own fork, but I absolutely help yourself to everything that's there.
Brandon, he weighs like 19 pounds.
I know, right?
He eats whatever he wants.
He's going to go running off later.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. He's a runner guy.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of the missus, I bet she'd, you know, love to sit down and talk running any day.
Yeah.
You into the Hokas? You a Hoka guy?
I have one pair of Hokas. They
What's
are
a Hoka?
Amazing.
I don't even
it's
know
a type
is.
Of running shoe. It's oh. a, it's all, it's believe me.
They're
you see
huge.
All this thing where they're going to get rid of certain like kinds of shoes because they say they give you too much of an edge?
Nike
yes,
makes
do.
Something yep. called the Vaporfly.
So
and
I got to get one of those.
It's a big controversy.
Oh.
Oh.
Because it can improve you by like 4%.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that, sure.
I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yep. Do if we want to talk about that more?
No, we don't. We're going to get started now. We'll
okay.
do some stories. And
then, call his wife later, and you guys can talk about it all day.
Speaking of, she just wrote and said, the tile guy is here, and he's getting started.
Ooh.
So up goes the backsplash on the kitchen remodel.
When are they
is that
thinking,
what it's called, the backsplash?
Yes. When are they thinking they'll be out of your house?
I don't know that they've.
They can't be more
that.
Than a few days out because once the backsplash goes in, then
I
you put in all the
I think the scratch
stuff.
In the kitchen sink.
Yes.
Has changed the
trajectory.
The ETA
because
it's got to go back, and the new one's been ordered, and it's a thing.
How long do you think it'll take?
I don't know.
Can they throw in an old sink just to, you know?
I don't think you want to do that, do you?
I don't know. It seems like you could rig something up.
I don't think so. I think it'll be fine. It's no big deal. Right. I'm the only one who seems to be put out by it. Everybody else is fine.
Yeah. So they're happy living at the apartment.
Why wouldn't they be?
I can't think of one reason.
Every night I get pictures
of
them watching the sunset.
Aww.
Walking and watching. They're at the beach. They're walking and the sun is setting and there's pictures. Look at us, Dad. We're having a ball.
It's really sweet. And Dad's like, oh, thank God I'm not there. It's just too, that place is too
no,
small
the
for
reason,
the four of
well,
us.
No, the, actually, the reason I'm not there with them is because when I get up at 3 a.m, there's no way for me to exit without waking everybody.
Right.
So there's just.
You need some buffer room.
This is for the best. Mm. Where was I? Oh, yeah. There's a 1 in 4 chance you're having a bad hair day.
Oh, I have. There's a 5 in 5 chance I'm having a. My hair never. Even when my hair looks cute when I leave the house, after you put headphones on 5 or 6 times, forget it. It's over. It just gets crunched. And then I get like a loop over my ear where the hair has been mushed around it. It just never looks good.
That story was really just
thank you. I appreciate it.
Just a little jab at you.
Yeah. I'm always having, and also the whole dye job thing. I mean, come on, please. I gave up so many years ago. Not worried about it.
No, you're going to dye it this weekend,
maybe,
right?
Maybe. If I get around to it, I'll try.
By the way, I mentioned on our first break that the XFL begins this weekend, and Bryn looked it up and said, oh, we do have a team. Someone wrote in and said, nope. That team was the last time the XFL launched that the Bay Area does not have a team.
Oh.
And I haven't bothered to look any of it up because I don't
it's
have
like
any
NFL.
Interest in the XFL. Right. AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am is happening, which is right down the road at Pebble Beach. And that's always fun.
Who's in that? Anybody we would know?
Kelly Slater, pro surfer, is in it. Mm. Also, Bill Murray very famously makes appearances at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am, so... There's a lot of celebrities that are probably involved. Golf, still one of those things people like.
People like it.
I can't possibly spare 4 hours for anything right now.
Yeah. So. It is fun, though. Someday, maybe you'll take your oldest daughter. Go just hit balls at the driving range.
Sure.
It's fun.
And the Democratic presidential primary debate happens tonight if you're interested to see where it goes from here.
I can't wait. Bated breath. I'll be there.
Buttigieg. And Sanders leave Iowa neck and neck.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine it's a dog pile on those two by all the other candidates. Excuse me. Does seem like a TV made for TV show now, doesn't it?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. 20% of people say they actually just want pizza for Valentine's Day. Can we just do that?
That's what I want. Oh. You can put heart-shaped pepperonis on it if that floats your boat. I mean, come on. What do I love more than pizza? Not a lot.
I agree. Mm. There's an annual study that looks at the safest and most dangerous states for online dating.
Oh.
Have you ever had a Tinder profile?
No.
Me neither.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we're all booed up.
Right.
So we're a little too late to the party. We didn't even get to really sex anybody.
Right. I mean.
It gets super boring with your partner of 25 years. Like, oh, great, that. I've seen that. Yeah, tell me something I don't know. Boy, I'm so hot right now. Can't wait to get home.
The results are based on how likely you are to get scammed, how much money scammers have stolen, and each state's STD rates.
Oh.
Vermont was the safest online dating state 2 years in a row, but Maine is number one this time.
Oh.
New England.
Imagine that.
Alaska ranked last again as the least safe state.
Why?
I mean, those are the getting scammed, sexually transmitted diseases.
Oh.
How much you got stolen from you. So Alaska is the least, or I should say the riskiest state for online dating. Nevada comes in second. California's third.
Hmm. It's not that surprising. I'm trying to think of, like, why Alaska would be number one. And they do say that women are outnumbered there by 20 to 1. So I'm sure every dude is on whatever dating thing. And other dudes pretend they're chicks and are like, meet me here so I can roll you for your money.
on the safest state.
And the guys are desperate. I'll do it.
Well, you know what's trippy about that? I just heard a story the other day. A friend of mine who was saying that the person that they broke up with owes them $800 or something like that. And it's trippy that you tell yourself that this person that you like is everything that you want and you're going to be in this long term. And somehow, I guess, you trick yourself into believing you should loan them money.
Yeah.
I mean, I would think that's
well, they're going to be around.
Well,
I know where to find them.
The first red flag should be that they want to borrow money.
Yeah. Red, it's my favorite color.
Like, honestly.
Yeah, I'm with you.
You don't...
Sometimes people, though, you know, you're in it with them and they're, you know, oh, God, you know, I'm freaking out. I'm just in.
No.
And then they make it so that it's your idea. You know, that's a neat trick.
I don't know that.
Yeah, sure you do. I'm just, you know, listen, I don't know if I can go out. I'm just really kind of under it. I love you. I'll see you later. Well, what's the matter? I don't want to burden you with it. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
No, really, I'm here for you.
Oh, that's you. I say,
no,
okay.
Oh, yeah, Vinny's like, sure, let me just rip up your number.
Have
seems
a good
like you've
one.
Got problems. I'm
right.
not interested.
Well, I mean, what are we going
to
do?
People, you know, I don't know. I maybe I'll go down to the bank and see if I can get, maybe I'll go to one of those paycheck places and really get in deep, you know, 25% interest and stuff. No, don't do that. I'll give you the money. I know where you live. I know you're good for it.
Oh, no, I couldn't take the money.
Seriously? I can't. I don't want to be beholden to you. I insist.
Is that where that goes?
Hell yeah. Of course it does. People, we're in love with people.
I don't borrow money from people.
Well, listen.
And if someone were to...
Dude, you are your own species.
I'm just starting to date is pulling this. I'm in over my head and I'm... Okay, that sounds terrible for you.
Yeah. My guess is these people are a couple months in. She's really got the guy by the cojones.
Well... Maine, West Virginia, Nebraska makes the list.
Oh, it's a good place.
Omaha.
Somewhere in middle America.
Nebraska is a safe place for online dating. Oh, there you go. Middle America.
Get right to the heart of matters. It's the heart that matters more.
There you go, everyone.
Think you better turn your ticket in.
I love when Nebraska's on the show.
Me too. Oh, my God, so much.
Maine, West Virginia, Vermont, Kentucky, New Hampshire, South Dakota, North Dakota, Idaho, Iowa, and Nebraska.
Nebraska. Omaha.
By the way,
somewhere in middle America.
Our intern, who's her last day, she's getting ready.
Oh, yeah?
Preparing. Oh, she's ready to do her
walk-up?
Well, she's getting
post.
Ready.
Her DJ gig?
Yeah, she's got her song, and I think she's got some stuff to say.
You better
say.
Practice it up, Amy. You know, I feel bad because yesterday was Ashley's last day, and I guess, you know, Bryn totally dropped the ball, didn't get it
I
on
did,
the
and, you know, it was Corey's fault. He just jumped in and, you know, confused me. Sorry.
Well, and I didn't think that we should start putting these guys on the spot on the air until today.
Yeah.
So,
Let's do this thing.
I
Friday,
think it'd be
fun.
Time. We should
sure.
start letting them try a little airtime.
Yeah. Get a little DJ on air experience.
And it's a break for you.
Yeah.
You know.
You know me always walking those songs up.
Well, walk away, hit your e-cig, let one of the interns take the wheel. We'll see
I
what
like
happens.
It. All right.
Should be fun.
Sounds good. You trying to get rid of me?
I am not trying to get rid of you.
I don't know. It kind of hurts. A little bit stabby.
It's not.
I know.
Burger King wants to trade you a free Whopper for a picture of your ex on Valentine's Day. This seems like kind of wrong.
No.
I don't
want
to end up in some breakup box.
What? Yeah,
someone I used to date puts a picture of me and trades me for a Whopper.
Oh, there's
going to
be six or seven people who still have such a thorn in their side from your breakup with them that they're going to be in Burger King's all over America.
They say they're only offering the deal to a few stores in New York, LA, San Francisco, and Boston.
Oh.
They say you can also take a quiz on their app on Valentine's Day to get a free Whopper as well.
Yeah, no, thanks. I'm not taking quizzes anymore.
Well,
on anything.
I know. That's how you get. But this does seem like, you know, if you bring
Burger
a picture
King
of your ex and
you?
Put it in the breakup box, they'll give you a free Whopper. Mm. But that's, I haven't given you permission to use my likeness in some kind of hated collage.
Yeah.
The hated men
right.
of America.
It's going to be like one of those broken heart collages, two halves and all faces,
right.
faces of mean people on there.
Stinks. I don't like it.
Well, you shouldn't break up with so many people, man.
I haven't.
Yeah, but you've done it so spectacularly.
That's not true.
You got a haircut. That sucks. I'm out of here.
I was in seventh grade.
That's just where it begins.
Mary Margaret Nelms is the general manager of WCIV-TV.
Oh, where's that?
They say this is ABC's affiliate in Charleston, South Carolina.
WCIV.
She sent out this memo on Tuesday, quote, "It has come to our attention that the men's bathroom is not being kept neat between cleanings. There appears to be boogers on the wall. Please keep the office bathroom clean. Wow, I never thought I would have to write a memo like this. Gross." Oh. No word if we've found the offending booger. Booger.
Placer.
Booger.
Wiper. Smearer. Yeah. Smearer, yeah.
You know, it would be easy enough to figure that out. You go in and you take a photo with your phone of what the booger situation is, and then after each person, you just sit outside the thing. You're like, look, I'm taking today off. I'm going to sit outside the bathroom. Every time somebody walks in, you go in, take another picture of the booger wall. That's how you do it.
One of the neat things about
PI 101
being a parent has been watching all of the things that kids learn along the way, and one of them was I had to walk her over to the booger she put on the couch armrest and go, that is not where boogers go. What? How'd you? Because no one ever in the house, the history of our time living together, put a booger on the couch.
Nobody.
Until you arrived.
Yeah, you got here with your boogers.
What do you mean?
That's so funny. I can picture her little face looking at me like, what?
How do you?
That wasn't me.
Because me and Mom know not to do that. That's why we know it's you.
Yeah.
You weirdo.
Here's where you put them.
And then it never happened again.
Oh, good. Boom.
You know, these little things that come along.
Now she probably eats them.
One of the things that I'm currently enjoying is, I don't mean to out her, but it's just so funny. She will get extra laughy, even when it's not a joke, at me. Mm. She'll be like, I'm like, what in the hell? And then right behind that is, hey, do you think we can go to the store and get the things we need for slime? Oh, how funny.
We're having a great time together.
I'm all buttered up. You loved my material, which wasn't, by the way. I don't understand what just happened here. But yeah, she's faking up, like,
she's buttering you up. I like it.
Oh, smart. Do you like that?
Well, you know, kids are smart. They're smarter than you think.
You can see right through it.
But still, you fell for it and went and got slime stuff, didn't you?
Well, I got the slime stuff, but not because the laughter was happening.
Sure.
You keep
telling yourself that. Yeah, what she did didn't work.
Oh, it didn't work. And my point is, never mind.
Your point is, you are putty. You are slime in
that girl's
hands.
But I could see what she was doing and just thought, wow, that's crazy.
I'm going to do what she wants me to do.
She doesn't know how transparent this is. Mm. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. Sarah, keto, really? Carbs are not the enemy. Neither is sugar. You need to watch What the Health on Netflix this weekend.
I'm not going to do it, and I don't even care.
That. I told you about that.
Oh, yeah. You made...
I thought it was great. A lot of facts.
You hated it, though.
It just says depressing. A lot of things that I never considered.
Well, look, here's what's happening. It's happening at my house, and I'm there, and that's what I eat, is the stuff that's prepared for me in my house. I don't make anything of my own. So
you should pick up some pot pies. As long as you start early enough. They take like an hour to cook.
They take a long time.
You put the thing in and walk away, you're good.
Maybe when I'm done with this. There's certain things that aren't allowed in the house anymore.
You know what I didn't remember? And maybe this is new, but you're supposed to put a little tin foil.
To catch all the overflow?
No. Oh, is that what that's for?
Yeah.
Around the edges?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know why I was doing that. I just did it. I've just been doing it. But I didn't know you put tin foil around it. I don't remember doing that.
No.
Around the edge of the crust, you put tin
foil. To keep it from burning because it's so thin. I thought you were talking about underneath because that's one of the problems that I've experienced in my chicken pot pie experiences.
They bubble over.
So I always put tin foil down on the cookie sheet so I don't have to clean the freaking cookie sheet with hardened, candied chicken juice on it.
408 says, Sarah can drink Bud Light. I guess Bud Light is keto.
Bud Light?
408 says...
I don't think I can. See how many carbs are in a Bud Light. I'm just going to drink vodka. It's fine. Guys, I got this.
Journey's been acting for decades, since a child. More famous than her brother.
This is Journey Smollett Bell.
I don't know.
Who plays Black Canary in the new Birds of Prey, the Suicide Squad sequel, I guess, or the Harley Quinn story.
I see Miller Lite and Corona Lite are both keto friendly.
Oh, they are? Mm-hmm. How so? How many carbs in a Corona Lite? I'll drink a Corona Lite.
I don't know. I'll have to look at this. But this it's a whole article about carb count.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, you can't have more than 30 grams of carbs a day.
Oh, a day?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you need 20 beers.
There's going to be way more than one carb in each of those beers.
So Miller Lite has 96 calories and 3.2 carbs.
3.2?
Per can.
What about, isn't Michelob Ultra a low-carb thing?
I think it is.
Yeah, it is. It's right here, too. It's 2.6 carbs of Michelob Ultra.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to just drink vodka. I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Beer is...
I'm wasting time here.
Yeah.
Oh, someone wrote in that you could drink is Tito's vodka somehow more special than other vodkas?
I don't know. They actually, they call it, there's a nickname for it in the keto community, which apparently I'm in now. I don't remember what the nickname is, but they're basically saying that, you know, your keto friend is a vodka soda, which is exactly what I drink. So,
boom.
I'm all set. I'm all set for Friday night, people. I'm way less excited about drinking.
What are you doing this weekend?
Nothing. Zero. Perfect weekend.
Good for you.
No plans.
That's great.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll hang out with my brother and sister-in-law tonight.
Oh, right. Well, they, you know, there they are.
Yep. Well, they live in my backyard, so.
Right.
I love it. I do, too. We're going to take a break. I got to get out of here.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.